Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another installment of Morning Reload. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Monday. If you hadn't noticed, it's December 11th, which means that you only have 14 days to finish up all of your Christmas preparations. I, as you might imagine, am way ahead of schedule, providing, of course, that the United States Postal Service doesn't screw everything up for me. Christmas is a time of miracles, and this morning I'm going to tell you about one that's already happened. About a year and a half ago, I told you the story of how the Wyoming Department of Transportation was trying to make a friend of mine take down an anti-abortion sign that she had on her property. If at any point during the last 3 or so years you've traveled between Douglas and Casper, you've probably seen the sign that I'm talking about. It's pink, has a picture of a pill on it, and it says abortionpillreversal.com. It's not the size of a big full billboard. It's on private property. It's not lit, and the family that owns the property doesn't make any money off of the sign being there. And frankly, it's not the only pro-life sign they have on their property that's visible from I-25. Well, anyway, YDOT sent my friend a letter demanding that she take down the sign, or that they were going to remove it for her. I don't know where some of these bureaucrats get off thinking that they can trespass on private property and remove something that doesn't belong to them. After several conversations with the Wyoming Department of Transportation, my friend and her family weren't getting anywhere with their sign. It was kind of looking like they were going to be forced to cut it down. Either that, or file a lawsuit. Apparently, the whole thing boiled down to something called the Lady Bird Johnson Act. It mandates that billboards have to be at least 200 yards away from interstate highways. As I mentioned, my friend's sign is not a full-size billboard. It's not even half that big. If they were to move that sign 200 yards away from the interstate, you wouldn't even be able to see it. And as I mentioned, it's not the only pro-life sign that they have on the property. It's just the only one that YDOT was complaining about. In frustration, my friend called me and told me about this whole situation. I told her that I would track down the guy at YDOT that I needed to talk to and give him a call. At the time, I only thought that I would get enough information to do an episode on the program, expose what YDOT is doing, and hopefully convince them to leave my friend Tommy, her family, and their sign alone. It's been so long now that I don't remember the name of the guy I talked to at YDOT, but I do recall we had a very pleasant discussion. It went something like this. I introduced myself and told him that I was the owner of Cowboy State Politics. He said that he knew who I was and listened to the program and actually enjoyed it, though he didn't listen to it all that frequently. So I told him I was calling about a pro-life sign in between Douglas and Casper, and he immediately said, "Oh, I know which sign you're talking about." I asked him what exactly the problem was with the sign, and he replied that it's advertising. And I told him, my friend doesn't make any money off of that sign. Typically, with advertising, you put up a message on your property, and then you receive income from it. I said, that's not how this works. They just put up the sign because they wanted to. Now, he told me that doesn't really matter and that it is advertising. So I suggested that perhaps we remove the .com off of the sign, and that way it would just say abortion pill reversal. It's at this point during these types of conversations where you find out which direction it's going to go. The YDOT representative that I was talking to said, well, let me Google it and let's see what happens. So you can hear him type on his computer and he says, no, it brings up the same results. It goes to the exact same organization. So yes, it is advertising. He then suggested the removal of the web address in its entirety. I said, that way it wouldn't be advertising. And I said, I think that you're missing the point here. My friends have the freedom of speech, and if they want to advertise any website at all, they ought to have that right. I could tell that I was sort of losing ground in the conversation, so I gave him a hypothetical. I said, now let's assume that I'm a fishing enthusiast, because I am, and I want to put up a sign with a picture of a fish on it that just says fishing. Would that be advertising? If you Google the word fishing, my guess would be you'd come up with a whole bunch of results that say Fenwick fly rods and Berkeley fishing tackle, Bass Pro Shops, and Cabela's. Would that not also count as advertising? To which he replied, I'd never thought about it like that. I suggested he Google the word fishing and then tell me what the results were, and it turned out exactly as I had predicted. Berkeley fishing tackle and Fenwick fly rods, Cabela's and Bass Pro Shop, and some obscure fishing outfitting service. He paused and then said, I think I need to talk to my superiors about this. I'll do that and call you in about 30 minutes. He then hung up the phone. It was at that point that I thought, I'm probably not going to receive a call back. He's a busy bureaucrat, and I probably just irritated him more than anybody else had during the entire afternoon. To my great surprise, in 30 minutes' time, my phone rang again, and it was this same YDOT employee. The very first thing he said on the phone was, I have great news that's going to make you very happy. He said that they had talked it over, and they decided that they're not going to mess with my friend Tommy's sign anymore. They had determined, after all of this, that it was indeed not advertising. I thanked him for his hard work, and I was about to hang up the phone when he said, Wait. I haven't told you the best part. We're not going to mess with any of those types of signs anymore. So I was ecstatic, and I called that a gigantic win for the good guys. I called my friend Tommy, told her the good news. We laughed about the whole situation for a little bit and agreed that God does indeed work in mysterious ways. All of that was a year and a half ago, and I had almost completely forgotten about it until this past Saturday. I'll tell you what happened next after the break, but first, an absolutely obscene profit timeout. You probably aren't thinking about camping right now, unless, of course, you're one of these people that likes to go winter camping, that is. But right now is the perfect time to start thinking about getting your camper ready for next summer. You probably have a pretty good list of a whole bunch of little things that need to be fixed on your camper, and the best people to talk to about that are Young's Camper Repair over in Worland. They are one of the very few people in the entire state that work on all makes and models of campers. And here's the really cool thing about their company. If it's really, really inconvenient for you to haul your camper all the way to Worland, they'll travel to you and fix your camper on site. You can give Tim Young a call at 307-431-8110. They also offer camper storage. So if you don't have any place to stash your camper for the winter, they can do that for you, too. Again, their phone number is 307-431-8110. Morning Reload is also brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for any type of metal structure on your building, give Nick and Jesse a call at 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. This morning's broadcast is also brought to you by Rebecca Bextell at Compass Real Estate. If you're buying or selling, you need a real estate agent that you can trust. And that agent is Rebecca Bextell. Give her a call, 307-699-3519. And now, back to the program.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
Before the break, I was telling you about that pink sign in between Douglas and Casper. Of course, every time I drive by it, I'm reminded of why that sign is still there and what we had to do to make sure that it stayed where it is. This past Saturday, I saw my friend Tommy at an event that was held in Johnson County, and she came running up to me and said, "David, I have to talk to you. Do you remember that sign? I have to tell you what it did." Now remember, my friends, it's Christmas time, and Christmas is a time of miracles. Well, the truth is that miracles happen every day. It's just that we happen to notice them more often at Christmas. So here's the first one that I can report to you. Not that long ago, there was a young Wyoming woman who was pregnant with her first child, and she had decided that she was going to abort the pregnancy. So she traveled to Colorado to obtain an abortion pill. On her return trip, she went past my friend's sign between Douglas and Casper. It didn't take her long, and she pulled off to the side of the road, picked up her phone, and went to the website, abortionpillreversal.com. That website sent her to the pregnancy center True Care in Casper. And now that young woman has decided to keep her baby, all because she drove by a little bright pink sign on the side of the highway. God does indeed work in mysterious ways, my friends. Have a good week, my friends, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. Don't forget about the live program every weekday morning from 9 until 11 a.m. on the Independence Network. Go to the website, independencenetwork.us. I'll see you there. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the program. That way, you can be notified every single time there's a brand new episode of Cowboy State Politics. You can do that from the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.